Hello pets, I'm Zita, and I'd like to welcome you to Between the Sheets. Exclusive to Vanilla Audio, this is a behind the scenes look at one of my audios.
Oh, baby.
Well, no, it's not a terrible idea at all. I'm curious. How on earth are we going to entertain ourselves for a whole evening in bed? Oh, I would love a demonstration. All right now. Okay. What do you need me to do? Oh, baby, I'm not going anywhere. You do not need to tell me to lie still. Oh, super still. Okay, what, no touching? Oh, that's a shame. You know I love running my hands all over you, baby. Okay, well, if I'm not allowed to touch you, can I have one last kiss before you start your demonstration? Okay. One more, please. One more. One more. Go on, just one more, please. Okay, fine. Hey, you're the one who fell for it three times. So what? I just lie here on my back and I don't move. Okay. I will.
Hi, pets. Zita Midnight here. So that little snippet you just heard is from an audio called The Demonstration, which is a recent addition to my catalogue of vanilla audio offerings. I wanted to talk about it because it's actually very different to how I usually record. From a technical standpoint, there are small rules and little things that you do to improve the quality of your recording, things like volume when you speak and the direction that you speak at in relation to the microphone, the distance between myself and the microphone, whether or not I have a headset on, the time of day, am I recording before I've had my daily liter effectively of tea, or am I recording after that when my voice is a little bit more fluid? You know, there are all these little things which I consider when I'm beginning to record, and they all have an effect on how my voice sounds. So the demonstration, I wanted to try something new, something that I don't believe I've done before. So rather than recording as I am now and speaking at this volume, I wanted to see if I could intensify the intimacy by trying new techniques. So I got up very close to the microphone like this, and I lowered the volume that I was speaking at, and I even allowed myself to breathe a bit more into the mic to emulate that sensation of someone speaking directly into your ear. I allowed my voice to drop just a bit and went through the whole audio in this fashion, trying to replicate that gentle, sleepy intimacy that people feel when they're in bed together. And I think I did it. I'm really pleased with the way the audio came out. And the more I think about it, the more I think I want to try recording this way for different ideas. Because, well, if I'm telling a story and I'm out here and I'm, you know, performing a script, that's one thing. But if I want to change the style of audio from something like a role play to something a bit more monologue-y or direct addressing yourselves, pets, then I think it's a far more close experience speaking to you right up here, where I'm nice and close to you, than back out here. Do you know what I mean? And it takes a little bit more thought. I don't want to do things like pop at the microphone or, you know, smother you with my breathing, unless you like that sort of thing. I mean, I don't know, do you? But, you know, I really enjoy the opportunity that I'm getting with Vanilla Audio to try different styles and techniques of storytelling. The demonstration does have a plot line, you know, it's this couple, and they've just had their date night and they're talking about their next date night and whether or not they should go out or if they should stay in. And the listener in this scenario is making a case for staying in. I think it was a very good case, to be honest. So, you know, it's all there. Your beginning, middle, end, your full arc, it's all there. But I don't think I've ever told a story in that way before. So I really liked it. And I'm going to see about doing a bit more. I know quite a few performers or erotic voice artists. They record on their phones and they do things out on the road or they do things from their bed. I don't do that very often. If at all. No, I do it. It's just not very often. I have recorded a couple of audios from my bed. They've mostly been rambles, though. They're not available here. They're a Patreon perk. But again, that's another type of intimacy. And it's not from, you know, being up here and talking to you like this. It's more about the situation, you know? So having a conversation with somebody while they're lying in their bed, that's automatically more intimate than just having a chat with somebody while, I don't know, you're having a coffee or you're sat in front of a TV. So I love exploring these different levels of closeness to you as listeners, and intimacy throughout the audio. So I'm going to keep playing with that. But the demonstration, so much fun. Not scripted. I'm trying to step more away from scripts and see if I can let my improv muscles flex a bit. And I must admit, I really enjoy doing that. Again, I feel like it allows so much more of me to creep through, unfiltered. Because if you have a script, I mean, if it's written by someone else, then the point is moot, isn't it? But if I have written the script, which I did a lot of in my early recording career, yes, it's me, and yes, it's there, but it's filtered through my editing process. If I'm speaking something off the cuff and working from whatever my head or body is feeling in that moment, then it feels so much more powerful, and I'm really enjoying flexing that muscle, as it were. So I hope you enjoy the demonstration, and I hope you'll look forward, as much as I am, to me exploring different techniques with my microphone and delivering a story to you. It's a lot of fun. And I'm glad you're here on this journey with me. Until next time, pets. Mwah.